tune to your choice is clear.
The game you're looking for is here.
With your local sports connection. Full news, scores, and play-by-play.
The action at home or away.
Your local sports favorites are here. On the Breeze, 94.5.
Well, good morning to you, and welcome to, excuse me, Lincoln Southeast High School. Rob Osmond with you in a snowy city of Lincoln, awaiting the opening round here of the boys state basketball tournament. Our first two teams are on the court now warming up. It is the Ewing Tigers, the top seeded Ewing Tigers in D2, and the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets, the eighth seed, making their first appearance in the state tournament. Coming up here on our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show, we'll break down these two teams and get a word with the coach when we come back with our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back once again to Lincoln Southeast. Rob Osmond with you, awaiting the tip-off between the Ewing Tigers and the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets. The Ewing Tigers are the defending runner-ups in D2. They were defeated by Sterling last year, and today they open up as the top seed against the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets, who are making their first appearance in the state tournament. And pleasure to have you on board with us. And just a little while ago, Sports Director Doug Duda was speaking with the head coach of the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets about getting things started here. Coach Lloyd Wagnitz guided his Red Hornets to a record of 20-3, and here's that conversation that Doug Duda had with the coach of the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets.
The Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets making their first ever trip to the state basketball tournament, and Coach Lloyd Wagnitz is joining us here as they get ready to take on. It'll be a formidable foe in Ewing, but Coach, before we get into all that X's and O thing, let's start off with, hey, congratulations, and boy, it's got to be quite a feeling. First time this boys basketball team is kind of blazing the way for all the sports there at Heartland Lutheran.
Yes, it's great to have a team like this, to be able to have the accomplishments they have this year, and they're very looking forward to Thursday morning.
Coach, take me through the district final, the sub-districts, some good competition there, but, you know, when you're going through it for the first time, these kids have to be a little bit nervous. How do you like the way, obviously, the result great, but the way that they played through those sub-district and district games?
Well, the sub-district final, it wasn't hard to get motivated for that. We played Cedar Rapids, which played us to double overtime, only won by 3 earlier in the year. They came out to, make a point that they could play with them, played very well. And then the district finals, we found out we worked them a little too hard the 4 days prior. They were a little tired, and it showed during the game. But they hung in there and finished the job.
As this season progressed, I know that this was probably an attainable goal. Do you think this was the first time that this was an attainable goal, some of the things that you guys accomplished this year?
Absolutely. It was the first time. Because of the team depth we have, the focus that these guys have, and they have been working hard. They set this as a goal clear back in July when we started summer camp. So it's fun to watch them actually accomplish that goal.
Coach Lloyd Wagnitz of Heartland Lutheran is joining us here as they get ready to take on Ewing in bright and early, 9 a.m. at Lincoln Southeast. Coach, was there a key point, do you think, to your season, a game, a practice, a stretch of the year that really kind of caught the attention of this team?
Burwell. The second time we played Burwell, knocked them from being undefeated. That was the key. They came out on that one really focused, and at that point they knew that they could play with the people And the very next week, they played Nebraska Lutheran and jumped out to 22-0 lead in the first quarter. And they've been totally focused ever since.
Let's talk a little bit about this game now. You're going to take on Ewing, who has been such a strong, strong basketball program. Their only loss is to the number one team in C2, Axtell, by a single point. They are a team that many people are picking to win the whole class, so you guys have a tough task ahead of you right away.
Yeah, we do. We've got our work cut out for us. They are good. They've been there, you know, it seems like forever. In the state tournament, so they've got that going for them too, since it's only our first time. But we're going to go there and just give it all we got.
Is there anything that you have to do, since this is the first time for your kids? Anything you have to say? Anything that that you'll be going through that maybe a Ewing or some of the other schools don't have to?
Well, we've been trying to focus since the middle of January when we got rated that every game is a championship game. And so, like, when we got to the district finals, I go, you know, what is it, a championship game? And I go, what have we been playing? They go, championship games. So we're trying to play with the same mentality that every game is for a championship, and that helps them stay focused.
Talk about your kids here. I mean, you got a little height, and anytime you got some height on a D2 school, that's a great accomplishment. I know we talked to you earlier in the year, but again, refresh the folks that haven't heard of Heartland Lutheran or had a chance to see them play, where your strength is going to be in this game.
Well, we have Cole Kowalski, 6'8", senior. He has finally come on and starting to play. He has changed since the Burwell game. He is a leader on the floor. He wants the ball. He's playing defense. We've got Jacob Salter, 6'2", point guard, plays very well. He's been playing all 4 years. Great leader on the floor. He gets the ball where it needs to be. He's got a lot of speed. We have another senior, Dylan Dreher, 6'1", plays the baseline well, gets his share of rebounds even though he's only 6'1". And then we have another senior starting, 5'11", Josh Messersmith. And the four of those guys have been working well together. And then from there, our fifth person, we even bring in a couple sophomores and a junior. They rotate kind of evenly to make that fifth spot.
Lloyd Wagnus is with us for just another minute here, the head coach of the Red Hornets at Heartland Lutheran. Coach, we talked a lot about the last couple of years during our coverage of games in the postseason, especially at Girls State. If you're the underdog, surviving that first quarter, not necessarily getting out to a great first quarter, but surviving the first quarter, does that make some sense with this team?
Absolutely. What we want to do is we want to set the pace. You know, yeah, we want to survive it, but if we feel if we can come out and set the pace at the start, we have a better opportunity than trying to come from behind. And that was proven the first time we played Burwell. So that's our key, is those first 4 minutes are going to be very key to us.
Everybody knows about Austin Kotzer. What do you do? Do you let him get what he wants? Do you try and shut him down? What's going to be your attack here against Ewing?
I don't think you can shut him down. He's going to get his 20 to 30 points. What you need to do is hold the rest of them down, and if you can't score more than his, you know, 30 points, you're in trouble.
Coach, what's the feeling been around the school this week and since you guys clinched?
Total chaos. You know, phone calls, emails, excitement. We have a fundraiser that we have the following weekend, and people are calling and donating items to the fundraiser. Just a lot of buzz going on about Heartland Lutheran.
Well, Coach, there'll be a lot more if you guys are playing on Friday. So congratulations, and we look forward to the great, great basketball game.
Why are you only talking Friday? We want to be there Saturday, too.
I like the confidence. I like the confidence. Lloyd Wagnus, head basketball coach at Heartland Lutheran. Coach, thanks so much for the time today.
All right. Thank you.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that'll keep your food budget happy. Choose variety. Choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Just wrapping up the national anthem here as we prepare to get underway in D2. State Basketball Championships. The Ewing Tigers at 23-1, taking on the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets at 20-3. A great morning to you. I know it's a little early to get basketball started here, but these teams are fired up, and they've worked all season to get here. As you heard from that interview, Heartland Lutheran clearly has an uphill battle to fight against these Ewing Tigers. Their one loss came at the hands of Axtell, the top-rated team in C2, and they lost by just 1 point for Heartland Lutheran. They've lost three times on the year. They've lost to Giltner. They've lost to undefeated Hampton, and they have lost to Burwell. They did avenge that loss to Burwell, as you heard Coach Lyle Wagnitz talking about how emotional that second win was over Burwell for the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets. Ewing, again, as I also mentioned, was the runner-up last year in D2. They lost to Sterling by just 1 point in a thrilling game last year and came just that 1 point there, one shot away from making it to or becoming the champions of D2, something that they clearly set out as a goal earlier this year. Heartland Lutheran is kind of a surprise team to make it into the tournament, and it's a rough battle for them, but this has been a very inspiring year for Heartland Lutheran. The Hornets again, had that good look and a good feel about the season in July, but realistically, they knew the task they had ahead of them and were surprised, I guess, pleasantly that they were able to find success and realize they can compete with anyone. Again, Coach Lyle Wagner's attitude is if he can hang with the Tigers for the first 4 minutes, then that'll be a good indication of how the game will go for Heartland Lutheran. So that's what we got on tap for you. We're also going to have some scores we'll update for you as other 9 o'clock games will be tipping off here in just a moment. Right now it's time for our New Tech Seed starting lineups, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. For the visiting Ewing Tigers at 23-1, their head coach is Greg Appleby. Their starters, Philip Kramer, is a 6'1 senior, averages 4.8 points per game, 4 rebounds, and his contribution to the Ewing Tigers is the assist. He leads the team in assists with 180. Josiah Switzer is a 6'1 senior. He averages 8.5 points and 4 rebounds for the Tigers. Austin Kotzer is the big guy for the Ewing Tigers. He's a 6'4 senior forward. 27 points per game, 8 rebounds, and 85 steals. Austin Kotzer has the quick hands for the Ewing Tigers. Troy Thamer. Thramer is a 6'5 junior. He averages 9 points per game and 5 rebounds. And Chad Rokar is a 6'4 senior. He is averaging 7.5 points per game and almost 5 rebounds. That's your starting lineup for the Ewing Tigers. For the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets, their head coach, Lloyd Wagnitz. Their starters look like this. 6'2 senior Jacob Salter averages 13 points per game, 2 rebounds, leads the team in assists and steals. Joshua Messersmith is a 5'11 senior. He averages 6.6 points and 3 rebounds per game. Dylan Dreher is a 6'1 junior. He averages 12.8 points per game and 5 rebounds per game. Samuel Simonson is a 6 foot. Sophomore averages 6.3 points per game. Cole Kowalski averages 13.4. He's the big center for the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets, and he'll get you almost 12 rebounds as well. Also leads the team in blocks at 6'8". I would hope so. 103 blocks on the year for Cole Kowalski. So it's going to be a tough battle. Defense is where both these teams do excel. They score roughly the same average per game, but defensively, Ewing would have a slight advantage, as you would expect, with a 23-1 record. So we are just about ready for tip-off here. That's our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show, brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet. Hastings only, GM certified, no worries. Use dealership, shop Kerr Chevrolet, and find out why. Kotzer and Kowalski will go for the tip, and this ball game will be underway. Ewing is in their dark black, and Kowalski wins it. The tip-off, and here come the Red Hornets now. Passing over to the left side, tipped out of bounds. Quick hands by Josiah Switzer. Inbound pass is picked off by Kotzer. And our first turnover of the ballgame. Kotzer now pass over to the left side, where it's picked up by Philip Thramer. Thramer passes to the right side, finds Switzer. Switzer to the top of the key, now back left side for Thramer. As they eye that defense, foul inside as the pass went into Troy Thramer, and it's going to go against Ewing. Ball was actually knocked out of bounds. No foul on the play. So Heartland Lutheran comes back now. Still no score early here in the first quarter. Over on the left side, now picked up by Messersmith. His three-point shot is up, rolls around the rim, no good. Battle for the rebound is going to be thrown out of bounds by Kotzer. So the Red Hornets will get it back. Another shot at offense now. 7:16 to go in the first quarter. Inbound pass from Messersmith. Bounce pass over to the left wing. Picked up by Dreher. Dreher goes over to the right side. Now pass to the top of the key. Picked up by Salter. Now Salter eyes that defense. Goes over to the right wing and gets it right back. Kotzer was battling for it and dove for the pass. And it's going to pick up the first foul.
Foul is whistled on number 15. Austin
Kotzer commits the first foul of the game. And Heartland Lutheran will reload on offense. Inbound pass picked up by Messersmith. Messersmith now over to the left wing, picked up by Dreher. Back to Messersmith, who drives inside, gets turned away, blocked by Chad Rokar. And now swinging around to the right side. Long three-pointer goes up and in, and Heartland Lutheran is on the board. Dylan Dreher picks up the first 2 points of the ball game. It's 2-0. Red Hornets on top. Ewing now with the ball. Double dribble is going to be called on Joshua or Josiah Switzer, and that's another turnover for Ewing, and a shaky start for this top-seeded ball club here in D2. Heartland Lutheran clearly came here to play. Simonson now with the ball on the left side. Pass inside, good spin move, picked up by Jacob Salter. Salter made a good spin move, but got inside the paint, turned and fired off the backboard and got it to drop. It's a 4-0 ball game. Kotzer from the free throw line. In and out it goes. Rebound goes to Ewing. Second and third attempt goes in. Switzer gets it, and he gets to count it. Josiah Switzer, the 6'1 senior for Ewing, gets the bucket in the boo-boo. Heartland had come out with a 4-0 lead to get things started, and now Ewing shoots from the free throw line. It's no good. And Heartland Lutheran will pick it right back up. Now working its way down the left side, Simonson goes baseline, gets knocked out of bounds, loses the ball in the process. Kotzer comes away with it for Ewing. 5:50 to go. Kotzer off the backboard, no good, swats it away. Almost over and back, but it was touched by Heartland Lutheran. And here comes on the baseline. Kotzer gets turned away. Rebound gets picked up nicely to Salter. Salter now drives inside, drops a shoulder, and I think he carried the ball. He did. Carry is called on Jacob Salter. He had a little bit of a breakaway, but that Ewing speed caught up quickly the closer he got to the basket. 5:28 now. In the first quarter, Kotzer. Shot is off the rim. Rebound goes right back to Ewing from Thramer. Philip Thramer. Kotzer now with it at the top of the key. Works it around to the right side. Going inside, Switzer tried to go baseline. Turned away. Finds some help underneath. Kotzer was there, but can't get it. And Heartland Lutheran with a two-point lead. Pass inside off the backboard, and down it goes. Count that. Excuse me. Cole Kowalski was wide open underneath, and a great pass, a perfect assist, and now Heartland Lutheran is up 6-2. Pass from Ewing is going to be picked off right in the path of the in the lane was Joshua Messersmith to get away with it, and Lutheran now with a four-point lead. Hornets now working around the left side, now back into the wing, picked up by Messersmith. He's going to get turned away, looks for a little help. Timeout is going to be called. Heartland Lutheran calls a quick timeout. It's a short one. We'll stay here with you. 6-2, quick start for Heartland Lutheran. And Coach Lloyd Wagnitz in the pregame show, remember, talking about how important those first 4 minutes were. He has clearly set the tone in this ballgame so far. We are 4:26 to go in the first quarter, so almost midway through. And Heartland Lutheran holds to a four-point lead, 6-2. Good defense, and they're doing a great job of boxing out Kotzer. Timeout has expired, and back onto the court now comes Heartland Lutheran. They'll have the ball, the Red Hornets now. Inbound pass brought in by Simonson, picked up to Salter. Salter rolls to the right side. It's picked off, and then a breakaway. Switzer goes off the backboard and puts it in for two. Josiah Switzer from Ewing picked off the pass and went all the way and dropped it in off the break, and it's a 6-4 ball game. How quick things turn around. Ewing and Josiah Switzer has all 4 points for the Tigers. Heartland Lutheran now with the ball. Long pass underneath. Wide open was Messersmith, and his shot from the baseline from about 6 foot out was no good. Ewing comes away with it. Pass over to the right side now. Switzer makes the give to Thramer, and it's no good. Picked up by Ewing. Two on one now. Picked up by the Hornets and cannot convert. Dylan Dreher got the breakaway. It was two on one, and he took it to the hoop and couldn't get it to stick. Score remains 6-4, 3:37 to go in the first quarter. Alex Hyde now in the ballgame for Ewing. Pass over to Philip Thramer. Thramer for three on the right side. It's up, rattles the iron, no good. Rebound, Kowalski for the Hornets. 3:20 to go here in the opening quarter. Still a two-point lead for Heartland Lutheran, and chance to build on that now. Shot is up, Simonson, automatic. Drops it in from about 6 feet out, straight ahead. And it's an 8-4 ball game. Ewing now, Philip Thramer on the top of the key. Pass over to the left side. Thinking about going for three was Chase Funk, and he'll pass it around to Alex Hyde. Hyde now. Pass over to the right wing. Now it's fed inside to Kotzer. Kotzer gets double-teamed and kicks it back out, but gets it right back and then sends it across. And his pass is tipped and then picked off. And now a battle for it as Kotzer gets some quick hands in there. And the Tigers will maintain possession. Here's a three-point shot that's up and in from Switzer. Check that. That's going to go to Thramer. Philip Thramer gets it. Hornets now have it off the backboard. Down it goes. Joshua Messersmith gets the point off the inbound pass and drops it in, and it's 10-7. Ewing now with the ball. Shot is up and way off the mark. No good from Alex High. That's an air ball that's picked up by the Hornets. Hornets now with it. 1:52 to go. Messersmith's shot is up. Salter comes away with the point. Messersmith made the great feed, and Salter pops it in from 12 feet out, and it's 12-7. Kotzer now inside off the backboard. Throws it up on the double team, still battling for it. Looks like a volleyball match. Lutheran comes away with it. The Hornets have it. Thrown up ahead, almost out of the reach of Dreher. He'll pull the back, and the Hornets will reset on offense now. Messerschmidt has it now. Pass over, now fed inside. Work to the right side, driving inside, a traveling violation on Simonson. Philip Simonson took that extra step, or Samuel Simonson, rather, took that extra step, and 1:11 to go. That turnover gives it to the Tigers now, trailing by five. Top seed in D2, down by five. Kotzer for three at the top of the key. Misses. Picked up nicely by Chad Rokar. Rokar feeds inside. Philip Thramer now with it at the top of the key for the Tigers. Kotzer goes inside the paint. Stops, draws some traffic, throws it up, and he's going to be fouled. Kowalski picks up a foul. Austin Kotzer will go to the line, and Kotzer again averages over 27 points per ball game. Just picked up his first of this one, and we've got 41 seconds to go in the first quarter. Second shot coming now from Kotzer. Kotzer spins it up and in. And it's 12-9. Red Hornets now with the ball. Inbound pass knocked away, but right back in the hands of Salter. Kotzer got a hand and interrupted the pass, but couldn't get control of it and just batted it right back to Salter. Salter now with it. Way outside, playing for that last shot. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Logan Splatsaucer's inside. He passes inside. Kowalski finds a hole and gets it to go. 8 seconds to go, and Heartland Lutheran has a 14-9 lead. Last second shot from Kotzer at the buzzer. No good. And Kotzer goes without a field goal in that first quarter. We'll go to the second quarter, 14-9. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Good luck at state to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southeast High School. The opening rounds in D2 right now. Heartland Lutheran leads Ewing Tigers 14-9. Heartland Lutheran's first appearance in the big show, and they are showing no signs of any nervousness whatsoever, standing up to the Ewing Tigers and getting a five-point lead. Second quarter underway now. Kotzer has the ball, rolls off his fingertips and out of bounds. Very uncharacteristic for that young man. Red Hornets now with the ball. 7:40 to go in the half. Walking it up now, Salter takes his time, bounce pass over to the right wing, given to Dreher. Dreher feeds inside, finds Slotsauer, and Logan Slotsauer. Slotsauer pops the first two. His first two of the ball game at 16-9. Ewing now. Wide open shot was turned away from Troy Thramer, and he'll work it around now on the right wing. Picked up by Switzer. Now bounce pass over to the left side. Three-point shot up and in. Nothing but net on that one. Chase Funk pops a big three for Ewing. And it's 16-12. Four-point lead for the Red Hornets as they battle against the Ewing Tigers here Three-point shot was up and no good from David Wilson. Now inside, Phillip Thramer drives, stops, pulls up, jump shot goes for two. It's 16-14, and here come the Ewing Tigers on a 4-0 run. Logan Splotstosser with the ball, feeds inside to Kowalski. Kowalski gets fouled, misses the shot. Hack is going to be called on Phillip Thramer. That'll be his first.
Fouls on number three, Phillip Thramer, his first.
Kowalski goes to the line now. He's got 4 points for the Red Hornets. First shot is up and in. Red Hornets holding their own right now against these Ewing Tigers, and Ewing, one of these teams that you wouldn't think would be looking past Heartland Lutheran, but Heartland Lutheran is just out hustling. Second shot now from Kowalski was no good. Ewing will get it back now. Koster has it on the Ewing Tiger side of the court. Pass over to the right side now. Chase Funk has it. He'll go back left to Koster. Koster tests the wing now with Josiah Switzer. Josiah Switzer puts it down, tries to get in, steps inside the paint, then kicks it right back out to Phillip Thramer. Thramer goes inside, backs off. Three-point shot from Chase Funk is way off the mark. Battle for it is going to be dragged down, picked up by a hustling Logan Splotsesser, and late pass to Dreher, and Dreher couldn't get it to go. Splotsesser's shot. Splotsesser's shot was off the mark and knocked out of bounds. Score remains 17-14 now in favor of Heartland Lutheran. Inbound pass picked out to Messerschmidt. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound goes right in the hands of Kotzer. Phillip Thramer brings it down. Hands off to Switzer. Switzer pops it in for a two off the backboard. 17-16 now. Here comes Ewing. Down by one. Traveling called on Heartland Lutheran. Jacob Salter slid a little bit. And Ewing will have the ball in their chance for the first lead of the morning. Still seems kind of strange to say that, but they've got to start these games early to get them all in. Kotzer from the free throw line throws it up. It's no good. He's been throwing up bricks this morning. Not a morning person, apparently. Shot's knocked around and out of bounds, and Heartland Lutheran will get it back. Up by one, 5:14 to go in the half. Salter works it up the right side. Pass over now to Sam Simonson, back to Salter. Simonson zips it around the left side. Splatstosser sends it over to the right side. Logan Splatstosser, a 6'2 sophomore, getting some good playing time. On the left wing now, he feeds inside to Kowalski. Kowalski has his pocket picked. And Phillip Thramer, who gets it and pushes it down now. Koster with it for three. Shot is off. Koster just cannot get anything to drop. Red Hornets with the rebound. Salter. All the way over to the wing now. Picked up by Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt's pass is picked off. Good hands by Josiah Switzer, and then up the other way, breaking in was Phillip Thramer, and he went up for a left-handed layup and backed his way into the defender and will pick up the foul, but not the bucket. Logan Splotstosser guilty of the foul, and it'll be a two shots for Phillip Thramer, who has 5 points. And he'll miss on the first one. Second shot coming now, getting a little bit of encouragement from Alex Hyde. Steps up to tell him, calm down, let's just get it, let's tie this ball game up. And that's exactly what he does. Thramer has tied it up at 17. Heartland Lutheran had a good 5-point lead at halftime and have watched it get whittled away. Chance to regain the lead now for the Red Hornets. Pass over to the right side. Bounce pass over to the wing. And on the line, it goes down. Simonson was trying to find a way out and get someone to help him and put the ball to the ground to get some space, and it was right on the line. So Ewing will take it over with 3:46 to go in the first half. Philip Thramer now works over to the left side, pass inside to Kotzer on the baseline, gets triple team, throws it back out. Now it's going to work to Hyde. Hyde drives to feed it inside to the big guy, Rokar. He's going to have to kick it back out. Hyde with it, back to Rokar. Rokar back to Hyde. Hyde works his way down the right wing, kicks it back out to the top of the key to Thramer. Thramer steps inside the arc and pops it in. Long two-pointer. Timeout. Ewing. It'll be a short one. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Ewing calls the timeout. Coach Greg Appleby wants to talk about it. They've got the lead now for the first time. Ewing does, 19-17. We'll see if this game plan changes any for either squad. 3:16 to go in the first half. Heartland Lutheran with the ball. Salter now up the right side. Zips it over to Simonson. Back to Salter at the top. At midcourt, actually. To Hyde. Salter tries to feed inside. Back pass to Salter. Three-point shot goes up. Samuel Simonson pops a big three-pointer and makes it a 20-19 Heartland Lutheran lead. Back the other way. Three-point shot goes up. It's no good from Hyde. Kotzer tries to get the rebound. He can't get it to go. And Kowalski's there to haul it down for the Hornets. Salter with the ball now. Back to a one-point lead for Heartland Lutheran. Inside to Kowalski, and he gets it off the backboard to go. 7 points for Cole Kowalski. From the baseline the other way now, Ewing has a shot at it. Troy Thramer goes up, and he's going to draw a foul. Foul's going to be on Cole Kowalski. That'll be his second for Heartland Lutheran. And Troy Thramer, who's scoreless for the Ewing Tigers this morning, sinks his first one.
Into the Ewing lineup, number four, Josiah Switzer.
Josiah Switzer now back in the ballgame for the Ewing Tigers. Troy Thramer, 6'5", junior, toes the line, throws it up, and in and out it goes. Rebound picked up nicely by Dylan Dreher. And here come the Hornets. Jacob Salter now feeds inside, and it's going to be kicked right back out. 1:50 to go in the first half. Over on the wing now, on the left side. Simonson goes inside, has the ball swatted away. And then we're going to get a traveling call. It was a clean breakaway, but Philip Thramer, it is best to get it to Josiah Switzer, who was leading the way, lost the handle, and takes that extra step. So Heartland Lutheran will benefit. Still up by two, 22-20. Simonson now, bounce pass goes over to the left side. A lot of heart being showed by the Red Hornets right now. Pass is deep, picked up by Simonson. He'll work his way in, and then he faked his pass and stutter-stepped, and he knew about it. Simonson knew that when he stuttered that little step right there, he was going to get tabbed for it. So Ewing takes another turnover. Kotzer brings it in, sends it over to Logan Splotsaucer. Chase Hunt pops in a big three. Chase Funk, rather. his second three, and it's 23-22. Bounce pass over to the left side now. Simonson back to Salter. Over in the right corner now, Messersmith having some trouble. He'll put it down. They'll make a long pass over to a wide open Dylan Dreher. Dreher tries for that baseline underhanded layup and hit the bottom of the rim, and it bounces right back to Ewing. Ewing now with the final 43 seconds in the first half. Bounce pass to Kotzer. Kotzer finally gets it up and gets the point on the board. Austin Kotzer hits his first field goal, I should say. He hit two free throws in the first quarter, but it's 25-22. 25 seconds left in the ballgame. Salter went up for three, had it tipped away, loses it. Chase Funk has it, pass up ahead. Kotzer goes in for the dunk. Austin Kotzer gets that Ewing crowd rallied up. 27-22. 5 seconds remaining. Simonson goes up and gets it to go right at the buzzer off the backboard. So 27-24 is how we'll go to halftime. Ewing has come back to regain the lead. We'll take a break and come back with our Allens of Hastings Halftime Show. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Heartland Lutheran players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. We've been building the good life since 1882 with game plans to meet every financial goal. Bank with Equitable. Bank with E. Member FDIC.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school band or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details or online at ronsmusic.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Big business, small business, home-based businesses. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a Sharp copier to fill the need from Eek's Office Plus in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. Eek's Office Plus, supplying business success.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Bank of Donovan is a proud sponsor of Cardinal High School sports. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan, with full-service banks in Hastings and Grand Island also. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping center around you. Stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Whether you get more, Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southeast. Rob Osman with you for the opening round of the boys' state basketball tournament. D2 action tops up our lineup here on Platte River Radio. Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets making their first appearance in the state, trail by three to the top-seeded Ewing Tigers. Ewing Tigers, who were down 14-9 at the end of the first quarter. Came back and exploded in the second, outscoring Heartland Lutheran 18-10. Austin Kotzer comes alive there at the end of that first half with two quick field goals to end up with 6 points. The leading scorer for the Ewing Tigers at 8 points. For Heartland Lutheran, their top scorers are Samuel Simonson with 7 points and Cole Kowalski with 7 points. Nobody in any real foul trouble whatsoever. A very clean battle thus far for both of these squads. I should mention, by the way, that you're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on 2nd Street in Hastings. Glad to have you on board with us, 27-24. We're going to get some other scores for you here in a moment. We'll take a quick break, and we'll try to endeavor to do that, but we'll fill you in on the rest of the breakdown for this ball game. Again, it's the Ewing Tigers on top, 27-24 over Heartland Lutheran. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices. So choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that'll keep your food budget happy. Choose variety. Choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC and Hyundai of Grand Island.
5 Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is 5 Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Good luck at State to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student-athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Big business, small business, home-based businesses. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a sharp copier to fill the need from Eek's Office Plus in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. Eek's Office Plus, supplying business success.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school, band, or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music at Grand Island for details or online at ronsmusic.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back once again to Lincoln Southeast. Opening round, the early morning games. We are at the Lincoln Southeast for the D2 matchup between the 7-seeded Heartland Lutheran. I believe I said 8-seeded earlier. They are 7-seeded Heartland Lutheran, and Ewing is the number 2 seed. Hampton is laid claim to the number 1 seed. So Ewing, the number 2 seed, taking on Heartland Lutheran. So as long as we're correct on that. Other games going on right now, Shadron and Wilbur Clatonia in C1 are going at it at the end of the first there. Wilbur Clatonia is up 10-9. We should be getting halftime scores here shortly. South Sioux City was leading Sydney 15-14 in Class B action. The only other game going on is Sandhills-Thedford taking on Freeman in Lincoln Northeast, and we'll get that score for you as soon as we can get things moving along here. So we go to at halftime here, 27-24, in a game that Ewing was behind in much of it. They finally regained the lead midway through the second quarter. and then lost it ever so briefly and got it back, and then a couple quick shots at the end by Austin Kotzer put us where we are, 27-24 again. Austin Kotzer has 6 points. Chase Funk has 6 for Ewing. Josiah Switzer has 6 points. Two big three-pointers for Chase Funk. 6'2 senior gave him the 6 points. Then Philip Thramer leads all the Tigers with 8 points. He has been red hot here in the second quarter. He had a big three-pointer in the first for the Tigers. Again, Heartland Lutheran, their two top scorers, Samuel Simonson and Cole Kowalski, each have 7 points. Big three-pointer for Samuel Simonson. Jacob Salter has 4, and then you got 2 each from Logan Splatstosser. Joshua Mesher-Smith and Dylan Dreher each have 2 points for Heartland Lutheran. So that is where we stand. We will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll look ahead to the second half, see what adjustments have to be made. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Heartland Lutheran players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. We've been building the good life since 1882 with game plans to meet every financial goal. Bank with Equitable. Bank with E. Member FDIC.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Bank of Donovan is a proud sponsor of Cardinal High School sports. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan, with full-service banks in Hastings and Grand Island also. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back once again to Lincoln Southeast High School. Rob Osmond with you. Do have those other scores for you. In C2. In C2, Freeman, number one seed, is leading Sandhills Thedford 30-17 at halftime. An update for you, Shadron is up 18-15 over Wilbur Clatonia at the half, and Sydney by one over South Sioux City at halftime, 32-31. We're 27-24 here as we prepare to start our second half of play. Ewing has taken the court. Great crowd on hand, by the way, if I haven't mentioned. Heartland Lutheran, a sea of red on the near side. On the far side are the Ewing Tigers, and they always pack the place. We saw them back at the Heartland Classic in Grand Island, and boy, do they have a good crowd on hand. All right, second half about to get underway. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show. Time to get back to work now as Heartland Lutheran will have the ball to get things started here. Kick shot and a beaut from Austin Kotzer off his foot and out of bounds on the far end of the court, and Heartland Lutheran will get another chance to load up offensively. Inbound pass picked up shot from the baseline is no good from Salter. Rebound went right back to Kowalski. Ewing tried to push it back in a hurry, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by a hustling Joshua Mesher-Smith, and Ewing will have the ball with 7:36 to go, opening moments of the second half. Kramer takes the give and go off the backboard, and he's going to be fouled in the process. Raymer got the inbound, or excuse me, Josiah Switzer got the inbound pass. Messersmith picks up his first foul for it. Switzer got the inbound pass, dropped his shoulder, ran through the paint, and threw it up, missed the shot. But he hits the first of his free throws. Second shot up and in. 29-24. It's a 5-point Ewing lead, their biggest lead of the morning. Inbound pass, trying to dish it away. Off the late pass was Messersmith, and it's no good. And right back the other way and dropping it down. Chad Roker gets it to go for Ewing off some good passes. And Heartland Lutheran is going to call a quick timeout. It'll be a short one. We'll stay here with you. That turnaround makes it a 31-24 ball game. A nice 4-0 run to open up the second half. Stretches Ewing's lead to 7. So we'll get back to action now. Heartland Lutheran will have the ball. Galter has it now. Ross is midcourt. Gotzer guarding him really loose. Three-point shot on the left wing is off, no good. Rebound went right to Heartland Lutheran, and then off the backboard, and second shot no good. Rebound to Lutheran. Kowalski misses it. Down to the court. Dozdrer. And Ewing gets it back and runs it back and gets it in for two. Phillip Dreamer pops for two. 33-24. Heartland was flying with Ewing all the way, and now Ewing has woke up. Foul away from the ball as Kowalski and Ricard both hit the deck. Foul's going to be on Ricard.
Rocher.
I think that's how the PA guy is pronouncing it. Kowalski from the baseline shot bounces around, no good. Ewing has it. Hustling it up is Phillip Thramer, and he carried it. That ball was about to go out of bounds. And Thramer had to curl it over and bring it back in, and he's called for the carry. And Heartland Lutheran will get the ball now. Down by 9, 33-24. Ball now in the hands of Dylan Dreher. Dreher has his pocket picked, and here it comes. Down it goes, Josiah Switzer. Drops it in for two on the steal and the breakaway. 35-24. Ball's knocked out of bounds, and we're going to get a timeout as Heartland Lutheran's watching things fall apart here. 35-24, Ewing on top of the Red Hornets of Heartland Lutheran. We'll take a quick break and come back with more action. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Heartland Lutheran players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. We've been building the good life since 1882 with game plans to meet every financial goal. Bank with Equitable. Bank with E. Member FDIC.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices. So choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that'll keep your food budget happy. Choose variety. Choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver. We sell for less.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southeast High School. Ewing Tigers on an 8-0 run to open up the second half. 35-24 is our score. Tigers with the ball. Phillip Thramer at the top of the key. Thramer rolls to his right. Hands off to Kotzer. Kotzer, bounce pass inside. It's going to be picked up and then thrown away. Good hustle by Joshua Messersmith, but the Tigers get it right back. Here's a bounce pass inside. Kotzer gets it to go. Gets the bucket and the boo-boo. Kotzer picks up the shot. Simonson tapped for his second foul. So Kotzer goes to the line. Shot is on the money. ...38-24 is our score. Heartland Lutheran led most of the first quarter, or led all the first quarter, actually. And the first half of the second as well. And since then, Ewing has taken over and taken control now, up by 12, by 14, rather. Pass underneath to Kowalski. Kowalski off the backboard, has it knocked away. Good block by Chase Funk. And the Tigers now hustling up to the left side is Philip Thramer. Three-point shot from Kotzer. Rattles the iron, no good. Ewing gets the rebound. Off the backboard, no good. Turned away with Switzer, but the Tigers get it back. Switzer hit the deck pretty hard, gets back up. Tigers slow things down now, reset that offense. Kotzer passed over to Troy Thramer, now over to the right wing, picked up by Philip Thramer, given to Switzer, and Switzer stutter steps and is going to turn it over. So the Red Hornets will get it back with 4:31 to go in the third quarter. Still a 14-point lead. Red Hornets yet to score here in the third quarter. Salter now works it up the right side. Now it retreats back to the top of the key. Swings it over to Splotstutzer. Pass inside to Kowalski. Kowalski went up with it and gets tied up with Rocher again. And instead they're going to tag Kotzer with his second. And it'll send Kowalski to the line. Kowalski is 1-for-2 from the free throw line this morning. First shot on the money. 8 points for Cole Kowalski. Kowalski, a 6'8 senior, throws up the second shot, bounces around, and no good. Kotzer will get the rebound. And Uglett back now for the Tigers. Gives off to Philip Thramer. Thramer goes left, back to Kotzer now, just outside the arc. Pass over to the right side. Alec Hyde is there. Trying to feed it inside to Troy Thramer. Thramer can't get a handle on it, still on the ground. And Heartland Lutheran's going to come away with it. Good battle in the trenches there for Heartland Lutheran, showing a little bit of spunk. Logan Splotstetter hauls it down. Splotstetter with the ball. Thought about going for three. Now passes over to the left side, going baseline. Right back out top of the key. Salter for three. No good. Kowalski gets the rebound, throws it up and in. Kowalski gets it to go, and it's 38-27. Back the other way, it's going to be picked off. And on the breakaway, and down it goes. Logan Splotstetter gets it to go, and there's a quick turnaround for Heartland Lutheran as they put together a nice little run. 29-38. A 5-point turnaround for Heartland Lutheran with 3:03 to go in the third quarter, 38-29. Heartland Lutheran showing a little bit of pressure now and has picked the ball up and converted on two subsequent trips down court. Timeout is called on the court. Just a short one, so we're going to stay here with you. It's been a nice turn of events, though. Ewing rattled off 11 straight points to open up the third quarter, and now the last five have been made by Heartland Lutheran. Timeout's wrapping up now, and both teams will take back to the court. A reminder that later on this morning, we'll have the second of the morning games coming your way. Giltner and Hay Springs will take the court at the conclusion of this game. Still snowing pretty heavily in the Lincoln area. They're expecting 3 to 5 inches is what we were told coming in. Thought we'd gotten rid of that stuff. Here's Kotzer now. Kotzer turns and fires for a long two. Austin Kotzer now with 11 points for the Tigers. Here comes Heartland now. 41. They gave him the three-pointer on that one. 40-29 is our score. Heartland Lutheran with the ball. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, and the Red Hornets will get it back. Salter at the top of the key now. Feeds over to the right side. Picks up Logan Splotsesser, and Splotsesser's shot is off the mark. Ewing gets the rebound. Kotzer hustles it back. Gives inside. Now Rokar. Rocher throws it back out to Philip Thramer at the top of the key, feeding Switzer on the right. Back now to Philip Thramer, 6'1 senior, to Kotzer. On the right side, here's Chase Funk. Shot is up and no good from Switzer, and the Tigers will get it back. Good hustle by Josiah Switzer to drag it down. 1:52 remaining in the third quarter. 40-29 is our score. Three-point shot from Kotzer, misses everything. Rebound right in the hands of Rocher, and he'll get it. And the bucket and the boo-boo. See who the foul's going to be on. Dylan Greer will pick up his first foul for Heartland Lutheran. Chad Rocher will shoot two. Substitution now. Joshua Messersmith comes in. Dylan Dreher to the bench. Chad Rocher has 4 points, all of them here in the third quarter. Shot is up and in. Rocher gets it. And it's 43-29. So apparently they corrected the three-pointer from Kotzer and dropped it back to a two, because that's how we get 43-29. Heartland Lutheran now working it. Salter now drives inside, gets turned away, kicks back, gives it off to David Wilson. His shot is going to be off the mark and then thrown down court as Thramer slips and falls, or Switzer slips and falls. High pass is going to be picked up, and Logan Splotsesser was there. Logan Splotsesser was there to drive it home, and it's 43-31. Foul away from the ball. Turnover. Traveling violation called on Philip Thramer of Ewing. Red Hornets now with the ball. Clock winding down under 50 seconds. Messersmith now gives to Salter. Salter bounce pass over to Splotsesser. To Wilson. Driving inside, three-point shot from Salter. Rolls her up and around and around. Can't get it to go. Kowalski can't get a handle on it. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Ewing. Giving chase was Philip Thramer for the Tigers, and he got just enough of it to keep it going out of bounds. And Heartland Lutheran now with under 30 seconds in quarter number three. Salter with the ball coming out briefly was Alec Hyde for Ewing. Now will step up, cover him completely. Pass way over to the right wing. Three-point shot from Wilson goes up and in. David Wilson pops for three. 34-43. 4 seconds remaining. And a foul is going to be called. David Wilson just took a shot from Heartland Lutheran. Alex Hyde will pick up his first foul. And Heartland Lutheran will have 2.4 seconds to get it. Credit Wilson for holding his ground as as Hyde was coming at him with a full beat of steam. Three-point shot from half court from Kowalski was no good as the buzzer expires. We'll go to the fourth quarter. 8 minutes to go, 43-34. The Ewing Tigers on top of Heartland Lutheran. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Heartland Lutheran will start the fourth quarter on a 5-0 run. 43-34. Rob Austin with you back at the Lincoln Southeast opening rounds for D2 in the boys' basketball championships. It's come down to this, the final 8 minutes. And the Ewing Tigers hold to a 9-point lead. They are the number two seed here in D2, taking on the number seven, Heartland Lutheran. Three-point shot from Kedzor is no good, but there to follow it up. Chad Roker was there to follow it up. Kotzer had the shot off the board, and the rebound went to Roker. And it's 45-34. Ball's going to be knocked around, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Ewing. Philip Thramer got a hand on it. 45-34. Heartland Luther with the ball. They trail by 11. Ball's partially knocked away, and then tracking it down was Messersmith. Messersmith feeds inside all alone. Back door was wide open, and Dylan Dreher was there. 36-45, back to 9-point lead. Ewing trying to stretch it now. Gosser goes underneath, has it turned away. Rokar was there to clean it up. He put it down, gets it to go, and I think he got the foul too, yes. Rokar gets the basket. Cole Kowalski will pick up his third for Heartland Lutheran. Roker will shoot one. And it's no good. Score now 47-36. 11-point lead now for Ewing. Three-point shot up and in from David Wilson. Wilson makes it 47-39. It's an 8-point lead for the Tigers now. Kotzer has it. Pass inside. Knocked away. And the second effort goes. Josiah Switzer gets it to go on the second effort. The first one swatted away cleanly. But he got it right back and put it off the backboard and in the hole. 49-39. On the baseline, shot is up. It's no good from Messersmith, and Ewing will haul it down. 6:12 to go in the ballgame. Ewing on top by 10. Roker with the ball. Pass over to the right side. Chase Funk has it. He'll make the give to Philip Thramer. Kotzer has it, and a little too speedy on the defense was Salter. Salter will pick up his first foul. So Ewing will have a will have the ball and another offensive opportunity. Pass to Kotzer now over to the left side, picked up Phillips Raymer feeds inside to Roker. Roker has it stripped away, but there to pick it up was Switzer. Switzer makes the feed. 3-point shot up from Phillips Raymer's no good. And a foul's going to be called, and I think it's going to be called on Heartland Lutheran on the rebound effort. I think it's going to be Messersmith. Messersmith picks up his second. Austin Kotzer will go to the line. 12 points for Austin Kotzer. Make it 13. Well below his average, but Austin Kotzer is a team player for Ewing and would be just as happy to get into the second round. Second shot coming from the 6'4 senior. Shot is up and bounces off. It's no good, but Ewing gets it right back. Quick hands by Phillip Thramer. Keep it alive for Ewing. 50-39. Over to the right side, Phillip Thramer makes a pass over to Switzer. Switzer gives to Kotzer. Kotzer's on the left side outside the arc. Gives it back to the top of the key. Now it's swung over to Switzer on the right side. Pass underneath. Knocked away. And did we get a traveling violation? We did. Splotzer comes back into the ballgame for Heartland Lutheran. Splatstosser over on the left side. Salter gives to him, works it around to the left wing, fed inside to Kowalski. Kowalski went up for it, and a foul was going to be called. Did Kowalski reach in to grab that? He was outnumbered 3-1. Phillip Thramer is going to be called for it, so Heartland Lutheran will get it back. Now it's fed inside and knocked away. Turnaround jump shot from Dylan Dreher got swatted back, and Ewing has it. Kotzer bounce pass to the right side, up and in. It doesn't come much easier than that. Alex Hyde was there, takes the give, and then the inbound pass is picked off by Kotzer. Kotzer's shot is no good. Kowalski gets the rebound, and Heartland Lutheran puts a little hustle to it. Salter goes in the lane and gets it to go off a layup. Salter. 52-41 is our score. Ewing with the ball. Passed over to the left side. Phillip Thramer has it. Given back to Kotzer. Kotzer at the top of the key. Swings it over to Switzer. Back to Phillip Thramer. Thramer works his way around the right side. To Kotzer now. Midway through the fourth quarter. And it looks like Ewing is just trying to run some time off the clock. We're going to get a foul on Logan Splotzesser. Splotzesser.
That's the 17th foul on Heartland Lutheran. 1-1 for Josiah Switzer.
So Josiah Switzer, not in the act of shooting, will shoot a 1-on-1. 52-41 is our score. Switzer is 1-for-1. Misses. And here comes Heartland Lutheran. 3-point shot is no good from Salter. Kowalski gets the rebound, and he's going to be down on the court, and they're going to call a travel on that. He got the rebound and fell down. The ball stayed on his lap, and the officials are going to call it a travel. So Ewing will have the ball with 3:44 to go in the ballgame. Tigers with the ball. Kotzer has it on the right side, way outside the arc. Gives over to Hyde. Hyde went inside, stops, throws it right back out to Chase Funk. Clock now is down to 3:20. So Ewing now working to work some minutes off the clock, holding to an 11-point lead, 52-41. Knocked out of bounds by a hustling Dylan Dreher, and Ewing will have a fresh inbound. Thramer working against Wilson. Gives it off to Alex Hyde. Hyde at the top of the key. Throws it across to Phillip Thramer. Kramer with the ball. Clock under 3 minutes now. Rokar with the ball. He pivots and spins around and gives it back to Philip Kramer. Now Philip Kramer goes in, and they'll bring it right back out. Time winding off the clock, and this is going to hurt Heartland Lutheran. Alex Hyde is going to be fouled. And I think he was fouled by Samuel Simonson. Simonson will pick up his third. There was a lot of time. We've got a timeout on the court. Heartland Lutheran coach Lloyd Wagnitz wants to talk about it. 2:42 to go. It's 52-41. Ewing on top of the Red Hornets. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Good luck at State to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student-athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school, band, or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details or online at ronsmusic.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
52-41 is our score. 2:42 to go in the ball game. Ewing Tigers with the ball and in control of this opening round at Boys State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. Not sure of weather conditions back in Hastings, but it's been pretty snowy out here. They've got at least an inch on the ground now and a lot more snow, it looks like, coming down. To the line goes Alex Hyde of Ewing, and he'll drop his first one in. Hyde has 3 points now. Make it four as he converts on his second. And it's 54-41. 13 points now. Separate the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets from the Tigers. Long pass over from Wilson. 3 point shot is off the mark from Dreher. Battle underneath, and I think they're going to get Kowalski. Nope, Wilson's going to get tabbed with it. And now Ewing will go to the line as the Heartland Lutheran has fouled nine times now here in the second half. So one more time, Chase Funk can't get it. Rebound went to Ewing. And then it was knocked out of bounds, so Ewing will turn it over. And here comes Heartland Lutheran with a three-point shot on their end. Shot is up. It's no good from Simonson. Now a long pass up ahead where David Wilson picks it off. Heartland Lutheran trying to come back. It's going to be swatted away. Good effort. Philip Kramer all the way for the layup. Breakaway three-pointer. Philip Kramer makes it a 56-41 ball game. Three-point shot from Salters, no good. Battle for the rebound. Kotzer comes away with it. Almost lost it, but got it back. Switzer has it. And they'll just run out. Clock now is 1:36. Tigers have the court completely spread out. Kotzer is going to be fouled by Jacob Salter. Salter picks up his second, so we'll get two shots for Austin Kotzer. 13 points for Kotzer on the night. Or the morning. Make it 14. Hornets throwing in the towel. They bring in their backup six, and they'll get a big round of applause from their crowd. What a fantastic season for Heartland Lutheran. An excellent job. a gutsy performance here in the opening round. Even the Ewing fans are applauding Heartland Lutheran. That's some good sportsmanship going on here right now, folks. Got there still to shoot as all the starters slowly come off for Ewing one at a time. Gotzer will have another. Gotzer's shot is up and in. 15 points for Austin Gotzer. Heartland Lutheran with the ball now to wrap up our final minute 23. Pass up ahead. Isaac Splotstusser is in the ball game. Pass over to the right side. Albert Bader is there. His pass on the baseline is picked off by Damian Summers of Ewing. At a minute now, Ted Fry with the ball. Fry is a 5'11 freshman for Ewing. He'll give off to Hyde. Alex Hyde still in the ballgame. Three-point shot is up and no good from Zach Ramold.
Bank of Donovan.
And Heartland Lutheran gets it back. Clock now is down to 44 seconds. Pass is going to be batted around, finally tracked down by Albert Bader. His shot goes up and in. Bader pops it in, and it's a 58-43 ball game. Ewing's going to call a timeout. It'll be a short one. We'll stay here with you. All the starters out for Heartland Lutheran. I'd be lying to you if I told you that Heartland Lutheran, I would bet, is satisfied with their trip. They wanted to certainly go all the way, but it's not to be. Ewing had a lot of experience in this, and they're pulling through, and they're showing their colors now. As Ewing looks to get the title this year in D2, they had to settle for second last year after losing to Sterling in the championship game. This year's bracket, Sterling is seeded number four. And it's Hampton and Sterling, as well as Hay Center and Lynch, up for Ewing, should they make it that far. They've still got to get past tomorrow. They'll play the winner of Giltner and Hay Springs. Shot from Ewing is no good. And as the clock winds down now under 10, the Red Hornets still battle for it. And the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Hornets, or excuse me, last touched by the Tigers. So the Hornets will get it back. Just under 6 minutes to go. Three-point shot up and no good.
Your final score.
As Thomas Hudnall misses, the clock expires, and Ewing will advance to tomorrow with a 58-43 win over the Ewing Tigers. So we'll have our Sylvan Learning Center postgame show coming up. Stay with us. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Bank of Donovan is a proud sponsor of Cardinal High School sports. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan, with full-service banks in Hastings and Grand Island also. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our Spring Fling Sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Big business, small business, home-based businesses. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a Sharp copier to fill the need from Eek's Office Plus in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. Eek's Office Plus, supplying business success.
5 Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is 5 Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Good luck at state to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices. So choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that'll keep your food budget happy. Choose variety. Choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Heartland Lutheran players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. We've been building the good life since 1882 with game plans to meet every financial goal. Bank with Equitable. Bank with E. Member FDIC.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back in this morning. Our post-game show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. The Sylvan Learning Center 1-800-EDUCATE, proud sponsors of this morning's game. The first of three coming your way here on The Breeze. Today, this game will be followed here in about 30 minutes by Giltner and Hayes Springs. Hayes Springs, the number 3 seed, Giltner, the number 6 seed, and they will take off, or they will be coming up here next. Ewing, with their win today, their 58-43 win over Heartland Lutheran, will advance to play at the Pershing Center in the semifinals tomorrow against either Giltner or Hayes Springs. So we'll know that, but the first half of the bracket for the time being has been settled. Scoring on this morning's game for Heartland Lutheran, their top scorer is Cole Kowalski. He has 10 points, 7 points from Samuel Simonson, and then you got 6 from Logan Splotsesser, David Wilson with 2 3-pointers, and Jacob Salter to get Heartland Lutheran to bring an end to their season, actually. Heartland Lutheran will wrap up the year at 20-4 and a very respectable appearance here in the state tournament for Ewing. Ewing will improve now to 24-1. Their top scorers in the ball game, Austin Kotzer, had 15 points, still below his average. 12 points from Philip Thramer and 9 from Chad Roker. And that's how the first game will wrap up for the Ewing Tigers. We'll take a quick break and get some scores and updates for you and let you know about some other games coming up on our Platte River radio system. Stay with us. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school, band, or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music at Grand Island for details or online at ronsmusic.com.
Bank of Donovan is a proud sponsor of Cardinal High School sports. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan, with full-service banks in Hastings and Grand Island also. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Big business, small business, home-based businesses. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a sharp copier to fill the need from Eek's Office Plus in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. Eek's Office Plus, supplying business success.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back once again to Lincoln Southeast High School. We do have some scores to pass along that we just got here the last few minutes. We have a third quarter score at the end of the third quarter. Freeman and Sandhill Stedford was 45 for Freeman, 33 for Sandhill Stedford. That's at the end of the third quarter. Here's some finals for you. Shadron defeats Wilbur Clatonia 41-32, and South Sioux City came back to beat Sydney 67-55. And then here we're 58-43. The Ewing Tigers end the season of the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets 58-43. Coming up here in just a few minutes, as I mentioned, we'll have the Giltner-Hay Springs game coming up here as we stay with D2. And then later at 7 o'clock here on the Breeze, we'll have Ravenna and Sutton. Doug Duda will have the call for that matchup. That'll come your way at 7 o'clock tonight. So that'll wrap things up for game number one. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back in about 25 minutes or so to get things ready for our second game right here on the Breeze. 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Play by play.
Action at home or away.
Local sports.